Hello, I'm Ashish Jamin. Today I'll talk about ASP.NET MVC framework and how you can integrate ASP.NET MVC with an existing application, which is a web forms application. So let's quickly talk about what MVC is. MVC stands for Model View Controller. And what MVC tries to do is tries to separate the concerns of who handles the input, where does the data resides, and who is creating the actual presentation layer. The difference with MVC and WebForms application is in a WebForms application, a URL is mapped to a page, an ASP.NET page, which has to reside on a disk. With an MVC model, the input or the URL is mapped to a controller and an action. The input is handled by a controller. Once the input is received, the controller can perform any operations or actions it need to, and also can interact with a model. A model represents the core concerns or the data that the controller or the view would need. Once the controller pulls the data from the model, it passes the data to a view, which is then just responsible for the visual representation of that data. So Vue has no logic whatsoever other than just how the data is presented back to in the browser, actually sending the response back to the browser. So let's see how it works. So when a request comes a request is handled directly by a controller. The URL is mapped to a controller and action. So when the request comes, the controller handles it. The controller then goes and pulls some data from the model and passes that model to the view, which then crunch the data and create a particular view that is that it would send back as a response to the browser. So one of the core tenets of ASP.NET MVC is that it is very, very extensible. It allows you to plug in anything from control builder to control factory, controls, action invoker, action result, view engine, and view. So it's very, very extensible. You can plug in anything in that whole life cycle of a page. So now let me get back to the actual purpose of the screencast, where if you have an existing WebForms application and you do want to use MVC, ASP.NET MVC framework, how you would do it. In my demo, what I'll try to do is extend my existing WebForms application by replacing and adding actually another view engine. So let me fire up Visual Studio. Here I have Visual Studio. Typically, how you would go about creating a new WebForms application would go new project and select web templates, and here you'd find the WebForms application, ASP.NET web application. But if you have already installed ASP.NET MVC framework 1.0, you'd also get a template for ASP.NET MVC. So what I'll do is I actually have an existing application. So this application, which is a web application, is an ASP.NET WebForms application. The default page, so I just have a default page, but in your scenario, if you want to create a hybrid application, you would have an existing and many, many pages and folders and all kinds of things for your WebForms application. So one of the things, if you want to integrate ASP.NET MVC, you will have to actually change something in your web.config. So one of the core pieces of ASP.NET MVC is URL routing module. So you'd have to add in module section, you'd have to add the URL routing module, and then a couple of other things like for a URL routing handler, and you'd find this information. I'll be posting this web.config, and you can actually take a look at it. So that's more or less it. Now, so let me actually quickly run this application and just show you a behavior ASP.NET WebForms application. So what happens here is, so right now, a default.aspx, and this is a web forms application. Well and good. So in this web forms application, what I'm trying to achieve is that I want to create a blogging application which should be integrated with my existing web forms application. So you know, as I said before, the MVC framework actually would map any request to a controller. What is required actually would be to have your controller folder, model folder, and view folder in the root application. But in my scenario, you know, if you have an existing WebForms application, you may not want these folders actually residing in your root directory, but you may want them actually in another directory. In my scenario, I put them in a blog folder. Now, so when a request comes, ASP.NET MVC has to map it to a controller. So you would actually have to register some routes. So what you would do is you would say, okay, register some routes. What that means is when a request has a URL like something like this blog/add, I want the blog controller to actually handle that request and call a method called add in that controller. Now, this is how it's supposed to work, but it will not work in this scenario because by default, ASP.NET MVC framework expects the controller and view folders right in the root directory. So what I will have to do here is actually add a view engine, a new view engine, which I've called blog view engine. So if you look into what it does is all it is doing is it is telling that, you know, I want to have another view location, right? So by default it would look into the root folder, but I'm telling the view engine that, you know, along with the root folder, also look into this directory. So, you know, for all the views, look into blog/views. And then map the name of the controller and name of the view itself like this. Also, I'm saying, you know, forget about the name of the controller. You know, go and look in blog views and directly with the view name .aspx and ascx. I can also specify where to look for master files. So in a similar fashion, as well as you know, where to look for partial views, which kind of, you know, if you're creating an a web application, you typically want views and then user controls so that you can compose your main view with some user controls. So I'm telling my framework, my MVC framework, to also look for partial views in this blog user controls slash blog, controller name slash the actual user control.aspx and ascx. So now I've created this new blog view engine, and with a call like this, view engines.engine.add, and adding a new blog view engine, I am telling the ASP.NET framework, MVC framework, to also look in different folders. So that would make sure that I can separate out all my controllers, models, and views in a hierarchical fashion and how I want them rather than what MVC framework demands. That's good. So now let me just quickly point back to this register route. So what happens is when a request comes of a URL, which is /blog/index/some ID, it goes to a controller blog and an action index. So let me actually quickly show you how it looks. It's actually pretty simple. The controller is supposed to return an action result. So that so this URL would be mapped back to this method, and it would actually, so now at this point it would go to and fetch some data from the model or do some logic here and then pass that logic right to the view. Actually, I have this thing commented out, but the way you would pass the ID is just pass to the return a view which is named index and pass that view data in there. So, and by virtue of adding that the view engine, it would go ahead and look into and pass this data to this index view, which now is just responsible for creating that presentation. And the way you access any view data is using this. Essentially, you can either use view data and loosely typed format, or you can create your own model with a very strongly typed classes and object and pass those around in the view. So let me now show you this thing in running. You get an idea. So there it is. All right. So here, this is a web forms application, but I go ahead and do blog slash index. It actually, see, it returns this index view. Here it is. This is an index view. As you see, there is no blog slash index dot aspx page, but you know, ASP.NET MVC actually mapped this route blog slash index to this particular controller, and which actually returned the view. So if I do add, this is an add view, which we go to the controller, it actually passes it to this method, mapped to this view, which is this, so it returned this view. And on the similar lines, if I do single, it would actually return a single view, which is this one. So I hope you get the idea. If you have an existing WebForms application and you want to use ASP.NET MVC, you can still use it without rewriting whole application using ASP.NET MVC. You can actually create a hybrid application. Now, quickly, one of the things I also want to point to you is, here I'm actually, so this is the view blog view engine that I added to my existing engines. You can also, as I told you before, you can also create a controller and use this controller rather than the default. So as I said, you know, everything is very, very pluggable. You can plug a controller, a controller factory, action results, view engine, and do a lot more. So in conclusion, You saw how easy it was to plug in ASP.NET MVC with an existing WebForms application. I would point you to a couple of resources now. So if you want to play with ASP.NET MVC, download it from MSDN. And ASP.NET/MVC is the landing page where you can find a lot of resources, tutorials, learning materials, and also a link to download ASP.NET MVC. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed it.